Boone Mayor John Slide, our guest on the program today. Good to have you in.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
And we've extended open burning.
We have.
Okay.
Had a few calls.
Had some people ask.
We did. I had, I think, four calls, and I had some council people that, contacted me and said, hey, we've had some requests if we could keep it open. And so we did. We decided 6-1 vote to go ahead and allow burning through December 3rd, which is a Sunday at 5 p.m.
Regular fall guidelines.
Yep, same rules apply. And so this will give people an opportunity. And there are some quite a few trees that haven't dropped yet. And that was the concern. Then we walked out of the meeting. It was raining. So,
so we got that going. Hey, that's okay. Two days in a row, somebody opened the spigot, and there
that's
it goes.
Right.
I'm pretty sure that's not going to be our... we'd have a long ways to go there.
Yeah.
So, again, that was just one of the things. It was not a unanimous vote.
Nope.
Eli Steins had indicated the only comment he had gotten was, please don't extend it.
Right.
Somebody had respiratory issues.
Yep.
That's understandable.
It is.
We've
very understandable.
So, that is... And... they did ask the question, too, about would the landfill go back to accepting yard waste and free? And now the chief already had checked on that and said it's not going to be able to go that way.
You know, we talked about it, too. I think less people are burning now anyway. You know, it seemed like years ago when we discussed, you know, we've talked about this for...
It comes up every year.
Every year. So, but it did seem like a lot more people were burning. And we tried to put out more education on burning and ways to get rid of those leaves and do things. So I think less people are burning. There are still some that do, obviously. So those are the ones that requested it. And so it's a couple more weeks, but I think we'll be fine.
Okay. The other thing, don't burn when it's real windy and stuff.
Correct,
okay.
So
remember, it's the usual be courteous of your neighbors and stuff. All right. We did have a couple of people got oath of office. Some people are saying, well, why didn't everybody get
right.
Well, we had two that were actually serving until the next election. So the canvas was a week ago.
Right.
And you're able to go ahead and get them sworn in. Corey Henson, of course, appointed to fill B.J. McGinn's position.
Yep.
And then you had Kyle Engstrom, who actually was elected the special election.
Right.
To serve up until the next
election
for Stephen Ray.
Yep. So we got the Corey Henson second ward, Kyle Engstrom is at large, and we went ahead and swore them two in last night, so they're ready to go.
So we do have Park Board, Terry Mormon, and Eli Steins.
So right, so we'll do that towards the end. We haven't set an exact date, but it'll be very close to the end of the year. I'll get all them sworn in, and they're
good
to go.
We'll have a ceremony.
We will.
Get it going. Well, we did have a few other things that came up. We do know that... the council kind of putting together an appreciation for the staff.
They are, which is nice.
Maybe throw one in there for the mayor, too.
Yeah.
So, goodbye.
Which I thought was nice. I said,
goodbye.
You don't need to do anything, but it was nice. So, yeah, December 15th.
And we've done this. This has happened in the past.
It
where
has.
The council does a little appreciation for staff.
So the council, they kicked in on their own. So they each council member threw in some money. They're going to bring in the city employees on December 15th from noon to 1. And they're going to feed them, and I guess they're having a little thing for me, which is nice. I didn't need that, but I appreciate it. And but no, we want to show appreciation to our employees, how valuable they are, the things they do for us. That I think a lot of times just, you know, people just assume that things are. But they're hardworking people, and they deserve some appreciation. So.
I think Linda Williamson said she looked out the. The door, it was dark. It was like 7 at night, and they were still out there
working on projects where they stay.
On a water sewer thing they needed to get done.
That's right. And then we'll run into it this as winter approaches and snow, and we've got drivers out there all hours of the night keeping these streets clean, and the police and fire. We got just the whole bunch is fantastic. I've had nothing but praise for our city employees through the years. So
coming up here, we're going to talk about don't park on the street and snow.
Yeah, let's do
snow
that.
Issue.
You're right. Good.
Or if we get no snow, then we've got that upside there.
Yeah.
Pretty sure that might not be the case for us, but you know what? We'll do what we've got.
Okay.
One of the others, an extension on a contract engineering, again, down at the Water Environment Station for Fox Strand. They've been doing the ultraviolet project, hopefully getting close to done. I know your utility committee is... sometimes I think they just go into a small room and start yelling.
Yeah, this is projects taking way too long, way too many change orders, just a lot of things going on. Hopefully this project, it sounds like February now. I think they said. We're hoping.
We're hoping before then.
But this will hopefully bring this project to an end. So we're looking forward to that.
And this whole thing, folks, if you're wondering, remember, this goes back to the integrated plan you guys put together.
For the DNR, yeah.
You probably two, three terms ago for you, right? Something like that. But it was, back, it was after the massive underground Honey Creek Improvement Project.
Yeah, basically. The DNR notified us that we needed to move forward, not just us, all communities. We needed to move forward with the ultraviolet disinfection project. We looked at the cost. We had some council members, the city administrator. I mean, it was just like, whoa, we just got done spending all this money. Now you want us to go ahead. We met with the DNR, laid out our plan, showed them all the improvements we've made from the sanitary sewer trunk lines, all the cammering, all the crossovers we found, the different, the smoke detection, all these things that we've did. We laid out what we've done, where we're at to this point, put together a plan to, I shouldn't say slowly, but to get this project moving forward. We never said we wouldn't do it. We just needed help. Give us some time to pay for it. And so here we are. I mean, this has been a long process. It's something that we had to do. But I look back at some of the council and the administrator and things that we moved forward and got it done. So we always get them done. Sometimes we need some time.
Yeah. One part of it was the INI project, the inflow and infiltration, which is still going on. And
very successful. Yes.
Your council seems pretty committed to continue that.
Yeah.
Again, that's the what we'll call sump pump inspection program. But so that'll keep going. But anyway, this, once you get her done, yay.
Then what's next?
It's a little over a year. It's what it is.
It is.
Some of the other things that did come up as far as work that's going on, and people do know it because Waylon was very upfront. We're going to have some sewer lining that's going to get done. People have had that traffic right down the middle of Story because that's where the sewer line is that he wants to protect.
So they're working on that. Yeah, that's been going on for a few days now. And I noticed this morning they were getting set up again. So, yeah, be patient. Watch out. They've got cones up. But that's the sewer lining project on Story down on the south, kind of the south side. Different areas in town were doing that. We already did it on Green and Boone. Mm-hmm. But it takes some time. And this just is be
the
careful.
Big, the big thing here is when his pitch to the council and the utility committee, I know, was he wanted to do this because he said, if we don't take care of these lines, we have to go dig them up. And then you're digging up the middle of Story Street.
Yeah, it'd be a mess. No, this will be good.
Much easier. So moving forward, and it is one of the capital projects that the city's had. So making pretty good progress there. The other one, we're getting West Park and South Marion. Getting really close. Just really close.
Very close. And that project's all as far as the paving, and there's some areas they've got to do some intakes and different types of things, but we're very close. We're excited about that. That has been on the radar for years, and I'm glad to see that get done. So,
and that was one where you had dollars already saved up.
We saw
them in the street, the report that has to go to the DOT or to the state for the DOT report, you have dollars in there. But as Andre Almquist pointed out to everybody, they're there, but that's the dollars that pay for that project, and it'll show up in the next year.
Report. Yep. They show up when it's final. So
get it all done. Anyway, so that's moving on. At the same time, City Administrator Bill Scare said, since we're talking about that part of town, Kate's Landing, Kating Properties, interested to start moving forward.
Yes.
They've got big plans for back there.
We hope to have that project closed by the end of the year. That's 128 units, I believe it is. Development out there, which with the street paved now, and that's going to really open up that area and make that thing grow. So excited. That's a big project too.
Well, we did have, going back to Andrea's presentation, she does have some reports. She had financial reports last meeting and this one too. But the thing she started talking about was what information is coming out now from the League of Cities about the legislation that was passed, property tax relief, and the kind of impact you could have. I mean, you have to have a
17% to 18% growth.
Just to keep offset. Up.
Yeah. So yeah, these are. So this will obviously we're getting into the time of year where we start looking at our budget. these are the things that impact that budget. So they'll look at that. The council's going to have some tough decisions to make. And I know there's a few council people that are very cautious as we move forward on spending and what we're going to do. But those are all those things that trickle down impact the city. And so when you talk about less property tax, it also means less dollars for the city. And it's you just got to be able to budget for it.
And the biggest, even though in your time, again, we've reduced the number of full-time mm-hmm. staff, your FTEs are down, but it is still the biggest share of your budget.
It is. And yeah, so back in 07, we really ran into a tight situation where we put a hiring freeze in place. We didn't rehire as people. We didn't get rid of anybody. But as people retired, we didn't replace them. And we kept that for years. And technically, we still have it in place. So you have to have a good reason as a department to come forward and ask for a replacement or an addition to their staff. And we've done that. I think that's helped. It's worked well. Because I always tell everybody, once you hire somebody, that's a 30-year commitment. You know, and you're talking wages, health insurance, retirement, that all adds up. So you just got to be careful. I think we've done a good job. We looked at certain areas where, we took the fire department was down quite a bit. We've added some there because we've added more responsibility with them going on the third ambulance. They're doing rental inspections. I mean, they're busy. They're constantly busy. Police, we've tried to get back up to where we were. And I think
they still don't have a school resource officer.
Still don't.
I know
yeah,
you would like to have,
you know,
that.
Especially like the police department's more of a specialized policing where we've got people that handle drugs. We've got people that handle different types of crimes. Then you've got your patrol officers. And so we've tried to really work that. Our chief does a great job. Public Works has ran thin. I know we're going to talk about the snow ordinance, but there's things we put in place to also help them with they run with less people, but they're very efficient. And it just goes on through the parks, the library. I mean, it's just everybody's tried to watch staffing.
Try to add up. Speaking of, we know that you've got some projects that'll be coming up, the water, the sewer plants, because of their age.
Right.
We got one last night, actually. The library board accepted the work, and Jamie Williams brought the information to you. But again, original remodeling expansion of the library, and you had a $300,000 fix
to
upgrade the HVAC.
So. Yeah, we did. That seems like that project just went on for a long time. And but it's finally
complete. You saved for it.
We did, yeah. So Jamie came forward, and we accepted final approval on that, and it's something that needed to be done. You know, anytime you're dealing with these older buildings and these older, you know, we've tried to really do a good job on maintenance on these facilities, but it's like anything, water and wastewater. Everybody, the new water plant. It's not a new water plant. That's been there for years. Wastewater, you know, we've done a lot of improvements on all of these, but they're still older facilities, and you got to keep them up.
You get 20, 25 years easily.
Good word,
And you look at the library project. That's about 30 now.
It is, so. Yeah.
Time flies.
Goes,
doesn't it? All right, so we do know that you are going to have the extension on the open burning. I know that one of the other things that was kind of thrown out there last night, and again, this is where our dollar is going to be available, and setting those priorities. Terry Moorman on your capital improvement projects did say that, you know, one of the projects, one of the areas you've been looking at has been on 8th Street. Division between Crawford and Division?
Crawford, yes.
Right
yep.
back to where the old power plant and everything were located in there, which does take it. It's a tough stretch of road.
It is.
That's been targeted for some work.
Some improvements, yep.
But at the same time, you got some numbers for them on what would it take to do Story Street?
Yeah, so these are obviously... These are rough numbers.
You had a citizen request.
I had a citizen that just continually hounded me on, which is great. He's a great person, and just he says we need to do an overlay on the downtown, make it look better. You know, they've got the Main Street project going. They've planted trees. Let's try to make the downtown look better, and it does need improved, the street. So this was I actually hooked this person up with the person from Manats. And so the numbers I'm throwing out now, obviously we would have to go out for bid.
Sure.
But I think Waylon was pretty impressed with
The preliminary numbers.
So, and it was somewhere around $295,000 to basically go in, grind off, you know, and basically do an overlay on the downtown, and that'd be from Story Street to 9th Street.
Or maybe six to ninth.
No, it was Story to 9th. So
it
four.
Is Story.
It is Story. Yes.
I mean, Mamie, right. Mamie to 9th.
Yeah. So they call it.
Scared me there for a second.
No, so it's from Mamie to 9th.
Okay.
And this kind of grew some legs after. So I got that. Mm-hmm. This person wanted to take it to one of the local businesses to see if they would help pay, which I wouldn't expect, but it would be great. Anyway, council got a copy of that, and they mm-hmm. seen, and they're like, you know, maybe this is a project we ought to look at. And we've got dollars set aside in certain areas. Maybe we could make this thing happen. Just purely talk right now. I think there will be more discussion on it. And but that just shows you there was a resident that was so adamant about, he says, get me with the right piece. So I did. And
In this particular case, because you do prioritize different streets and areas where you want things done, but it is subject to change. Council does and has changed it in the past.
And I've changed. I can give you a perfect example. East of the hospital, I think it's Union. Union Street, I think it was. Mm-hmm. And I said, council, go drive that street. It's terrible. It was terrible. And I know it was on the list, but that was one we ended up bumping up because the road was so bad. And I know people are probably listening, well, I wish they'd do my... We want to fix them all.
You can't. You don't have enough dollars.
Some are worse than others, and when they get so bad, you know, it needs to be fixed. Mm-hmm. And that's why we've went to the overlay rather than total tear out concrete. Some of those areas we have done that. Don't get me wrong, but because they need it. But we feel like we can get more done, more area done at less money. Obviously, it's not going to last as long, but. I think if we continued on the same route we were on, just doing total reconstruction, we would have fallen way too far behind. So. Yeah.
Well, 11th Street, that was over $1 million.
It was.
So,
it was.
And, you know, got
that was from Lynn to Division, yeah.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that snow ordinance. We haven't had any snow.
I know.
And now Wayland's...
I hope you're not jinxing us here.
No. Well... We're going to get it.
We are.
Somewhere
it's
in
coming.
Here.
So, yes.
I just don't want ice. If
I don't
you could
either.
Do that, take care of that.
Okay.
That'd be good.
I'm with you. So, the snow ordinance, that's try to bring it up each year. I want to tell people there's ways to get contacted. So, contact City Hall, get your name on the list. You'll receive a text message. This is the easiest way. Mm-hmm. You'll get a text message. It's going to let you know when the snow ordinance goes into effect, whether it's residential or business district. It's going to let you know when it's done, which is nice, and gives you the times. You know, usually residential's at 9 and, you know, downtown's at 11. This seems to be the norm. But it all depends on when it snows, too. So, we don't want to tow cars. We've put this in place to help get all the cars off the street so we can plow from curb to curb. We do it with less people. We're more efficient. And a lot goes into this. So we have the police department, along with municipal infractions officer, working ahead of the people plowing, trying to get these cars off the street. And we've, you know, it seems like it kind of goes in cycles. One year we towed 80 cars. You know, then it might be 40, then it's down to 20. We do not want to tow cars. It takes too much time and too much effort, and we just like to get out there and plow. If you need, I tell people, reach out to your neighbor. If you don't have a place to park, my neighbor used to call me. I'm like, yeah, bring your car over, park it, you know. Try to work with each other. There's city parking lots. There's areas that you can park. It may not be, you know, the perfect.
Plan ahead.
Plan ahead. We don't want to tow, and it'd be great if we went through a whole deal and hardly towed any cars. So
you'd like that.
I'd love that.
That'd be fun. It is one of those things, and again, it was done basically it was to improve the efficiency because you have fewer people, and
it looks better curb to curb. It's plowed, it looks nicer. We're not plowing around cars and plowing cars in and hitting cars, hitting mailbox, those types of things. Those we try to avoid all those things. So this ordinance, I think, has worked well. I know it's upset a few people, but you know, we're just trying to be efficient and get it done.
Well, it's one of those. We are getting to that time of the year. So, again, getting yourself signed up for that notification
it's
is the best.
Yeah.
That's the easiest way to do it. So, and spread the word to your friends, too. Let them know as well. Yeah, I get it this way. A couple of quick notes. We do have a few other things that are coming up. One is going to be the Christmas program. They talked a little bit about that on the 30th. I know that's we got at City Hall. They're going to do at least an indoor, couple of indoor programs, and then tree lighting. And then we did approve last night the holiday lighted parade, too.
Yes, so you'll start. Yeah, you'll have the parade. There's a lot of things going on. You need to come to this. If you're listening, come out to this. There's been a lot of planning, a lot of work behind the scenes. I think it's really going to be neat. A lot of music involved with the tree lighting. You can either go to the show earlier. I think it's 4. Don't hold me on these times. 4:30 at the auditorium or in the City Hall auditorium, or there's a later show at 7. Mm-hmm. These people have been rehearsing. They've been planning. They've got City Hall decorated. It's really going to be neat. So please come out.
And we're getting very close to being done with the addition to the fire department.
Yes, too. We are.
So, as a matter of fact. Yeah. All right, did have one question that came up, and I know people will throw this out every once in a while. What about this movie?
Haven't heard. We did have an update last night. They've reached out to the people that are supposedly doing the movie, and we will get an answer here this week. They're going to update the city on where we're at and what's going on. Don't know for sure, but once we get that information, we'll pass it on.
Some people say that the money's already gone. No, it's
money is not
$25,000 committed, but it hasn't. It's still
that's correct.
In the
money
city's
is,
hands.
Is safely sitting with us, so we're good.
We're good. We got that. Those are just some of the things going on. Only a couple more meetings for you coming up.
We'll two more meetings.
Wrapping that up. Yeah. And once again, remember, check with Nixel. Nixel is the
Nixel.
Thing.
Yep.
And make sure.
You bet. Get your name to
know
us.
Know what's going
on. We'll notify you when those things happen.
All right.
And you can be notified on a variety of things,
not
just that, but upcoming meetings, agendas, those types of things.
A lot of information available. Boone Mayor John Slide, a guest on our program today. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Yourself a great Thanksgiving.
Well, you too. Thank you.